Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, we're going to read from chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, we will begin. Chapter 6, text number 2. Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavate kaschana.
Yogi bhavate kaschana.
Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yam sannyasam iti prahor.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Naya sannyasta sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana. Yogam tam vidipandava.
Nahi sanyasa sankalpo.
Nahi sanyasa sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti bhavo.
Yam sanyasam iti bhavo.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Yogam tam vidipandava.
Nahi asan yata sankalpo.
Naya sanyasa sankalpo.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yogi bhavati kaschana.
Yam sanyasam iti bhavo.
Yam sanyasam iti bhavo.
Yogam tam
iti pandava.
Very good. Okay. Translation. What is called renunciation? You should know to be the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the Supreme, O son of Pandu. For one can never become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. Purport. Real sannyasa yoga or bhakti means that one should know his constitutional position as a living entity and act accordingly. The living entity has no separate independent identity. He is the marginal energy of the Supreme. When he is entrapped by material energy, he is conditioned. And when he is Krishna conscious or aware of the spiritual energy, then he is in his real and natural state of life. Therefore, when one is in complete knowledge, one ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. This is practiced by the yogis who restrain the senses from material attachment. But a person in Krishna consciousness has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. The purpose of knowledge and of restraining the senses as prescribed in the jnana and yoga processes is automatically served in Krishna consciousness. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. The real aim is for a living entity to give up all selfish satisfaction and to be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for any kind of self-enjoyment. He is always engaged for the enjoyment of the Supreme. One who has no information of the Supreme must therefore be engaged in self-satisfaction, because no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. All purposes are properly served by the practice of Krishna consciousness.
ไม่มีบุคลิกอิสระที่แยกออกเขาเป็นพลังงานพรมแดนของพระเจ้าสูงสุดเมื่อถูกกักขังโดยพลังงานวัตถุเขาจึงอยู่ในภาวะวัตถุและเมื่อมีคริสตันที่สำเร็จหรือตระหนักถึงพลังงานทิพย์ตอนนั้นเขาอยู่ในระดับธรรมชาติที่แท้จริงของชีวิตฉะนั้นเมื่อมีความรู้ที่สมบูรณ์เขาจะหยุดการสนองประสาทสัมผัสวัตถุทั้งหมดหรือสลัดกิจกรรมเพื่อสนองประสาทสัมผัสทั้งมวลเช่นนี้โยคีผู้ควบคุมประสาทสัมผัสจากการยึดติดทางวัตถุได้ปฏิบัติกันแต่บุคคลในคริสตจิตสำเร็จไม่มีโอกาสที่จะใช้ประสาทสัมผัสของตนไปในสิ่งอื่นใดที่ไม่ใช่จุดมุ่งหมายของอมคริชนาดังนั้นบุคคลผู้มีคริสตจิตสำเร็จเป็นทั้งสัญญาสีและโยคีในเวลาเดียวกันจุดมุ่งหมายของความรู้และการควบคุมประสาทสัมผัสดังที่ได้อธิบายไว้ในวิธีการญาณและโยคะก็บรรลุได้โดยปริยายในคริสตจิตสำเร็จหากผู้ใดไม่สามารถยกเลิกกิจกรรมแห่งธรรมชาติความเห็นแก่ตัวของตนเองญาณและโยคะก็ไม่มีประโยชน์อันใดจุดมุ่งหมายที่แท้จริงคือ
เพื่อให้สิ่งมีชีวิตยกเลิกความพึงพอใจที่เห็นแก่ตัวทั้งหมดและเตรียมตัวเพื่อให้พระเจ้าสูงสุดทรงพอพระทัยบุคคลผู้มีคริสตจิตสำเร็จไม่มีความปรารถนาเพื่อความสุขส่วนตัวใดๆทั้งสิ้นเขาปฏิบัติตนเพื่อความสุขของพระเจ้าสูงสุดอยู่เสมอฉะนั้นผู้ที่ไม่มีข้อมูลของพระเจ้าสูงสุดจำต้องปฏิบัติเพื่อความพึงพอใจของตนเองเพราะว่าไม่มีผู้ใดสามารถยืนยันอยู่ในระดับที่ไร้กิจกรรมได้จุดมุ่งหมายทั้งหมดบรรลุได้อย่างสมบูรณ์ด้วยการปฏิบัติคริสตจิต
อมกยานะพิมรันดัสยาญาณัญจนาสลากายะทัศรมิลิตานเยนะทัสมัยศรีกุรุเวนมหาShri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kajamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam KamsajevamSadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitamsya हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुष्टे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकौपतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैवच पतितानां भवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Okay, so Lord Krishna is describing what it means to be a Krishna conscious person. But a Krishna conscious person is both a yogi and a sannyasi. Yogi is means one who is connected with the Supreme. Yoga is the process of linking, to connect, to join together. To bring the yogi to connect with Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara means Krishna, the Supreme.
Yogi.
So Krishna is explaining here that you can't be a yogi until you give up the desire for material sense gratification. In the same way, we cannot be Krishna conscious until we give up the desire for sense gratification. So there are two conditions to be giving up sense gratification. We have to have knowledge and we have to have also detachment. Both knowledge and detachment come by Krishna consciousness. Just like when you eat food, then when eating food, then two things happen. One thing is you will feel relief from hunger. And then also, as we feel relief from hunger, we feel also satisfaction and nourishment, strength. So both these things come in the course of eating. In the same way, when we do devotion for Krishna, then we get knowledge and we become detached. Just simply by chanting Hare Krishna, we awaken understanding about Krishna and how Krishna is everywhere.
ก็จะทำให้เราเนี่ยสามารถทำให้จิตสำนึกของเราที่มีต่อพระองค์สามารถลืมตัวขึ้นมา
We can feel Krishna, the presence of Krishna in His name. We can see that everything is connected to Krishna. And by doing service for Krishna, we become also detached from material things. By serving Krishna, we become, we're no longer thinking about material enjoyment. Because the pleasure of serving Krishna is so nice that we don't even think about the material pleasure. So a Krishna conscious person is also a yogi. Yogi means they can control the mind and the senses. In this chapter 6, Lord Krishna is going to explain the process of Dhyana Yoga or the Yoga of Meditation. Yoga was explained by Patanjali. The Yoga Sutras came from a person called Patanjali.
Yoga Sutra Patanjali.
And millions of years ago, Lord Kapila explained about Astanga Yoga to his mother, Devahuti. So the Astanga Yoga process is also a process of meditation. It is part of Dhyana Yoga. So in teaching Astanga Yoga, we know that generally, they only teach the third part of the Astanga Yoga. The third section. There are eight sections, but they only teach the third part. But Astanga Yoga begins with Yam and Niyam. The first two sections are dealing with rules and regulations and sense control. If we're going to do yoga properly, we cannot just only do yoga exercises. There's many other parts. Yoga is a whole science to control the mind and the senses, and we can focus, concentrate the mind, meditate. So we know here in Thailand, many people, they like to meditate, they will do meditation. But this meditation is described exactly how you should do it in the teachings of yoga. First of all, actually, meditation is not really meant for this age, Kali Yuga.
ความจริงการทำสมาธิเนี่ยไม่ใช่สำหรับกาลยุคนี
้ You will see if you read the sixth chapter that if you want to do meditation you don't do it at home you have to go out of the house
ในบทที่6ของพระวจนะก็จะบอกว่าถ้าเกิดคุณอยากทำสมาธิเนี่ยคุณจะไม่ทำสมาธิที่บ้านแต่ว่าคุณเนี่ย
You have to go to a lonely place, away from all the people, away from everyone. You go to a very quiet place in the jungle, somewhere in the forest.
And if we want to do meditation, we have to go to a place where there is no one, a place where there is no one, go to a place where
there is no one. And you have to take a deer skin. You will take the skin from the deer.
แล้วก็ต้องเอาหนังของกวางวัวกวางกวางหนังของกวาง
and you put first of all you put that deer skin and then you put straw and cotton
เราจะวางวางหนังกวางเสร็จแล้วก็จะฟางวางแล้วก็จะเอา
and you have to be able to sit very still
แล้วก็จะต้องมี
Right, you have to sit like a yogi. Yeah, sit up. Back straight. Right? Sit proper, like yogis. So, then you sit still, and the eyes should not be looking everywhere.
แล้วก็จะต้องนั่งหลังตรงแล้วก็ดวงตาเนี่ยก็ต้องไม่ควายเข็กควายเข็กไป
And eyes should not be closed also
แล้วก็ตาก็ต้องหลับด้วย
Sometimes people would sit and listen Prabhupada would be giving class and Prabhupada would say you're sleeping and the devotee would I'm not sleeping Prabhupada I'm not sleeping
มีครั้งนึงตอนที่ท่านโปรพันให้เลคเชอร์อย่างนี้ใช่ไหมแล้วก็มีสาวคนนึงนั่งฟังแล้วก็นั่งฟังจนหลับทีนี้โปรมาณก็บอกพระพูดทำไมถึงหลับแล้วเธอแต่เขาก็บอกผมไม่ได้หลับครับผมไม่ได้หลับ
Prabhupada said if your eyes are closed and you're not moving you must be asleep
แต่โปรมาณก็บอกว่าถ้าเกิดว่าตาเธอปิดลงเนี่ยแล้วก็ไม่มีการเคลื่อนไหวอะไรเนี่ยมันแปลว่าเธอหลับแล้ว
soYou could not argue with Prabhupada. So, the yogi, he has to go out of the house, away to the mountain, countryside somewhere, alone, and sit very still, without fear.
Yogi, he has to go out of the house, and go to the mountain,ภูเขาไปอยู่ในสถานที่สันโดษคนเดียวแล้วก็ต้องมีความสงบนิ่งมากแล้วก็ปราศจากความกลัว
He puts the they will put the deer skin because that will keep away the snakes and the wild animals
เขาจะทำไมถึงใช้หนังกวางเพราะว่าจะปกป้องจากสัตว์เลื้อยคลานเช่นงู
Yeah, the chemical or the scent coming from the deer skin will be detected by other animals like snakes and they can smell it. They won't come near.
If the
So they have to practice before.They have to, I said, first of all, rules and regulations and sense control. They have to practice, just like in Krishna consciousness.
เพราะฉะนั้นอย่างแรกของพวกเขาก็คือการจะมีกฎปฏิบัติข้อบังคับต่างๆเนี่ยที่จะต้องปฏิบัติแล้วก็ต้องควบคุมประสาทสัมผัสเหมือนกันกับ Krishna consciousness.
In Krishna consciousness, we also have rules and regulations to control the senses.
แต่ในกิจสิทธิ์เราก็มีกฎระเบียบข้อปฏิบัติเนี่ยคือที่จะควบคุมประสาทสัมผัสของเรา
Yeah, don't eat meat, fish, and egg because these things there's you're encouraging people to be violent to animals. We should be merciful.
เพราะฉะนั้นบทข้อปฏิบัติของเราก็คือการได้รับประทานเนื้อสัตว์ไข่ปลาใช่ไหมเพราะว่าการถ้าเกิดเรารับประทานเนื้อสัตว์ไข่ปลาเนี่ยเราก็จะไม่มีเมตตาต่อสัตว์เราก็จะเป็นคนที่ทารุณสัตว
์ Some people say well we didn't kill it so it's okay we can eat it but according to Vedas if you eat you're also taking karma
แต่บางคนจะบอกว่าผมไม่ได้กินนะผมไม่ได้ฆ่าแต่ผมแค่กินเฉยๆแต่ว่าตามหลักคำพิพากษาแล้วเนี่ยบุคคลที่ทั้งกินแล้วก็ทั้งฆ่าเนี่ยจะต้องรับกรรมเท่ากัน
If you buy the meat if you cook the meat if you serve the meat then you're all get everybody get karma
ถ้าเกิดเธอฆ่าสัตว์ซื้อสัตว์หรือว่าปรุงหรือว่าขายเนี่ยหรือว่ากินเนี่ย
So you have to be free of anger. You cannot be very angry, passionate person if you're going to go to the countryside, to the mountain, to sit, to meditate. Must be very peaceful.
แล้วก็จะต้องไม่เป็นคนที่โมโหง่ายแล้วก็มีอารมณ์ที่อยู่ในระดับแห่งตัณหาแต่ว่าจะต้องเป็นคนที่มีความสงบอยู่ในใจเพราะว่าจะต้องออกไปตามทำนองอะไร
So just like in our Krishna consciousness we say no gambling no intoxication no illicit connection with the opposite sex
เหมือนกันในชั้นที่สำนึกของเราก็จะบอกว่าไม่มีคือไม่มีสิ่งเสพติดแล้วก็ไม่เล่นการพนันแล้วก็ไม่มีเพศสัมพันธ์ที่ผิด
Then the mind can be more peaceful and calm
แล้วจากนั้นเนี่ยจะทำให้จิตใจของเราเนี่ยสงบลงมีความสงบ
So in this way they will go and practice yoga
และในลักษณะอย่างนี้เนี่ยเขาจะไปแล้วก็ปฏิบัติโยคะ
So Ashtanga yoga begins with the rules and regulations And then asana. Asana is to make the body flexible so that you can sit still for a long time.
Asana เนี่ยหมายถึงการที่ทำให้ร่างกายอ่อนนะแล้วก็สามารถน
ั่
งได้นานๆ
Yeah. Not just a half an hour. Not just 2 hours.We read about Devahuti's husband, Kardama Muni. He did Ashtanga Yoga for thousands of years. Yeah, just sitting like this, meditating, absorbed meditation, mind is fixed on the supreme within. So, by Ashtanga Yoga,After doing asana, they get the body flexible, then they must do pranayama, control the breath. So by pranayama, then you get mechanical control of the mind. Your mind has to be absorbed, you have to concentrate.You inhale so many breaths and hold the breath for some fixed time, then exhale a fixed time. So you have to really concentrate. So then by pranayama, then you turn the
act the senses within. You're not thinking about using the senses or doing activity. All your thought is turned within. When you come to meditate on the Lord in the heart, the super soul. And then samadhi is the final stage of the Ashtanga Yoga. So this way it takes a long time, many, many years. And there are many conditions, many, many conditions, many rules. Yeah. You have to be very, very renounced, able to give up everything. Yeah. Kardama Muni, Devahuti, they were living in the forest, in a jungle somewhere. And they would just eat some wild fruit, some wild leaves. So this way, bathing every day in the river, take a bath in the river. Living very renounced, a very simple renounced life. So this is Ashtanga Yoga. So who can do this in this age, in the modern society? You can go to Himalayas, you may find some people there. There may be one or two, few people there. They have yoga places, Koh Samui, Phuket, they are inviting, come to Chiang Mai, you can learn yoga, they will teach you Ashtanga Yoga, but not the real, just their modern version of Ashtanga Yoga. Yeah, they're just making some business really in the name of yoga. But real yoga means to give up material sense gratification. So when you live in a big city like Bangkok, there's a lot of sense gratification. So it's not easy to give up sense gratification. But when you have some nice activities, when you have nice activities of Krishna consciousness, then it's not difficult. So Krishna consciousness is to give us a practical method by which we can become make spiritual advancement easily in the modern time. We just simply have to engage in the process of service to Krishna.
เราแค่ต้องมีส่วนร่วมในการที่จะรับใช้พระองค์เจ้าเป็น
We can become so absorbed in chanting Krishna's name, in singing, in dancing, reading Bhagavad Gita, that we don't think about material enjoyment. We just need to haveThe right engagement. We have to have the right activities to keep ourselves engaged in Krishna consciousness. Just like some devotees, they like to go and distribute books. Some the other devotees, they like to do kirtan.Someone else is cooking nice prasadam to offer to Krishna. And some other devotees are making nice flower garlands to offer to Gornithai and to decorate the altar. Other devotees are editing and translating the books. So in this way everyone is busy doing some service for Krishna. And when we're busy serving Krishna, we don't have time to think about Maya.We're so busy serving Krishna, we forget all about the material world. Without Krishna consciousness, then we are always thinking how to enjoy, where to go for pleasure.There are so many places trying to attract people. They have the cinema, the nightclubs, so many dancing parties. But with Krishna, when we come to Krishna consciousness, then we forget all about these attractions of the material world and we become attracted by Krishna. So sometimes people think, oh, to do this Krishna consciousness, to be a Krishna devotee,Do you have to shave your head? Do you have to wear these clothes? Well, it helps sometimes. It can help you to be Krishna conscious when you do these things. If you cut your hair, wear this dress, then it's easier to think of Krishna. But it's not necessary. There are many, many devotees, they don't cut their hair, they don't wear these clothes. But they're good devotees of Krishna and they're always serving Krishna.So Krishna consciousness is not dependent on material dress, on our dress. You don't have to live in the temple to be a devotee. If you live in the temple, it's easier to be a devotee.But if you have to live at home, if you have to live with your family, still you can be Krishna conscious.
แต่ถึงแม้ว่าเราจะอยู่บ้านหรือว่าอยู่กับครอบครัวของเราเนี่ยเราก็สามารถเป็นสาวกได้
The Krishna consciousness is a practical method. You don't have to be. If you want to do Ashtanga yoga and be a yogi, then you have to be very renounced. You have to give up a lot.
Krishna consciousness is a practical method.
But to be a Krishna conscious devotee, you just have to give up nonsense. Yeah, we just have to change the consciousness. Instead of being the enjoyer, we have to become the servant. In material world, we're all trying to be this. We're all trying to be the supreme. We're all trying to be the center of attention for everyone. But in Krishna consciousness, we put Krishna in the center, and Krishna is the center of our attention. Instead of being the master, we become the servant. And we find more happiness, more pleasure in being the servant than in trying to be the master. We give the example, just like if you take a fish out of water. And even you put the fish in a nice 5-star hotel and give it an air-conditioned room. And you give it nice cigars and alcohol and pretty girls. But the fish will just say, put me back in the sea. And so in the same way, when we try to be the master, we are not satisfied. It's not our actual position to be the master. And we cannot be happy with all of these things of the material world. They don't satisfy our mind, they don't satisfy our senses. We see people, they will go to one nightclub and then, oh, we're tired of that nightclub, we want to go to a different place. And they have go with what some one friend and then, oh, I don't like this friend anymore, I want a different friend. In this way, the mind, the senses are never satisfied. Material things cannot satisfy the mind and senses. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, then we see that we can be satisfied very easily by being the servant of Krishna. So yoga is a method by which we can find real peace and satisfaction in the world. By yoga, practicing yoga lifestyle, we will not need so many material things.
Mm-hmm.
in material life, we become very greedy, for we want more and more. We have to have so many clothes, we have to have modern electronics. But in yoga lifestyle, we want to minimize, we want to keep life simple. We eat simple food, no meat, no fish, no eggs. We will cook our own food. We don't like to go out and eat food in big restaurants. And we are satisfied with a simple life. Every evening, we don't even need to watch television. We're happy just to chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, Krishna consciousness is teaching us a different kind of life. The modern world has not created happy people. Although the world has become more modern, but people are not happier. Just like if we think Bangkok 20 years ago. How was Bangkok 20 years ago? And now how is Bangkok after 20 years? So many changes, new buildings, big roads. So many trains, underground train, sky train, airport rail train, so many new things. But does it mean we are happier now? Are people more happy now than they were then? Now so many more cars in Bangkok. Now so many, everybody got handphone. So are we happy now? No. We are still trying to be happy. We are thinking, well, maybe if I get the iPhone, then I will be happy. I need an iPhone, then I can be happy. We're always thinking, I will just make one change, then I will be happy. But we try to make so many changes, we will never be happy because we neglect the most important part, we neglect the soul. So yoga is to turn the attention from the body into become more thoughtful, more careful about the soul. To connect our soul with the Supreme, with the Super Soul.
โดยจะสอนให้เราเนี่ยจะสอนให้ดวงวิญญาณของเราเนี่ยเชื่อมกับพระเจ้าสูงสุด
So meditation is part of the process of yoga
การทำสมาธิเนี่ยเป็นส่วนหนึ่งของระบบโยคะ
And when we realize the super soul when we actually understand the super soul then we should become the servant of the super soul
แล้วเมื่อเราเนี่ยรู้แจ้งแห่งองค์อภิวิญญาณเนี่ยเมื่อเรารู้แจ้งองค์อภิวิญญาณเนี่ยเราจะเป็นผู้รับใช้
So in Krishna consciousness we're doing service
ในคริสต์ศาสนาเนี่ยทุกคนเนี่ย
So Krishna conscious yoga is like taking the elevator. Yeah. If we go to visit somebody on 27th floor, everyone will take the lift.Nobody will walk up the stairs.
ถ้าเกิดว่ามีคนนึงอยากจะไปชั้นที่27เนี่ยเขาก็จะไม่มีใครเดินทุกคนก็จะกดลิ
ฟต์ But if you take the Ashtanga yoga that's like walking up the stairs one step one
แต่ถ้าเราเนี่ยพยายามไม่ใช่ปฏิบัติ Ashtanga yoga เนี่ยก็จะเหมือนกับการที่เราเนี่ยขึ้นบันไดไปชั้นที่
But Krishna consciousness we just go in the lift press the buttonVery easy, very quick. Yeah. Immediately become devotee, engage in Krishna's service. We can see how quick people change, you know, before.Prabhupada saw when he was in America that the people before they became devotees, you know, they had long hair and dirty. And then they would become devotee and they would become clean and bright face.
แต่หลังจากที่เขามาเป็นสาวเนี่ยเขาจะโกนหัวแล้วก็จะสะอาด
so the lifestyle pure living of when you practice Krishna consciousness then the mind becomes peaceful and you have you can control the senses easily without any problem
ชีวิตการที่เราปฏิบัติ Krishna consciousness เนี่ยจะทำให้เราเนี่ยมีจิตใจที่สงบนิ่งแล้วก็ทำให้เราสามารถควบคุมกระแสสัมพันธ์ได
้ So Krishna consciousness is the yoga for this age.
เพราะฉะนั้น Krishna consciousness เป็นโยคะสำหรับยุคน
ี้ But though Ashtanga yoga, other yogas are there, they're not for this age. They're not meant for this age.
จะมีโยคะหลายๆอย่างจะมี Ashtanga yoga และอื่นๆมากมายแต่ว่าโยคะเหล่านี้เนี่ยไม่ใช่สำหรับยุคนี้
So Lord Chaitanya has come to teach everybody how to chant Hare Krishna and how to become the highest yogi. So any questions? Comment?
บางคนนะครับก็นั่งสวดนั่งสวดคือรู้สึกเมื่อยแล้วก็นั่งทิ้งอย่างเงี้ยหรือไม่บางทีก็เดินสวดเดินไม่ได้แล้วทำหน้าการทำอย่างเงี้ยหรือว่าเป็นการสมองประสาทของเราหรือเปล่า
He asked that when we chant Hare Krishna and sometimes we sit like this.And after some time we do like this, and after some time we go and walk. This is like we sense gratification.
Sense gratification?
It's like
we cannot sit properly and chant properly if we have to walk sometimes. If we cannot concentrate, sit and concentrate is better.
No. No. Not sense. Sense gratification means you're working for the body. You can be working for Krishna. Yeah, you're working for Krishna. There's no rules in chanting. You can walk around. You don't have to sit and chant. Yeah, you can be chanting any place. You may be doing even other things. You can also be chanting. So, we should have some time. We need some time. We should try to chant when we're not doing other things. But you have to practice. You need practice to do that. So the morning is a good time, the best time, if you can do it. Yeah, you need also, if you have association with other devotees, then it's easier to chant. Just like in holy places, like Mayapur, Vrindavan, then it's very easy to chant. But maybe you have to go to work. You have to also be thinking, what time is it? How much time I have? How many minutes before I have to go to work? And then other people are around and they may be talking to you, you're trying to chant, and other people are there, they're talking to you, distract you. So you have, it takes some time to adjust things so that you can get time to chant. We like to wake up early in the morning. It's the best time to chant. Even Krishna also wakes up early in the morning.
When we do our work and we don't attach with the result, right? And
attach to the work. How can we detach to the work?
Well, if you're attached to the work, that's like karma yoga. Karma yoga means you're attached to doing a particular work.
but you're doing it for Krishna.
และผลนั้นสำหรับกิจการนั้นก็คือการปฏิบัติคานโยคะคือทำกิจกรรมเพื่อถวายพระเจ้า
You know, somebody has some skill or qualification and they can do a job, they like the job, they don't want to give up the job, but they do it for Krishna.
เพราะฉะนั้นก็จะมีบางคนเนี่ยเขาทำงานแล้วเขาก็ชอบงานนั้นแล้วเขาก็ไม่อยากที่จะสละงานนั้นแต่เขาก็สามารถทำงานนั้นเพื่อให้ Krishna ได้
So that is karma yoga.
แล้วงานอย่างนั้นเราจะเรียกว่า karma yoga.
And karma yoga is coming. It comes to bhakti yoga. It will change, develop to bhakti.
Yoga. Yeah.
If you do that work for Krishna, then gradually you develop more devotion, and you become you become less attached to the work. You become more attached to Krishna.
และถ้าเราเริ่มปฏิบัติอย่างนั้นยืนปฏิบัติโยคะนั้นไปเรื่อยๆเนี่ยพอไปเรื่อยๆก็จะทำให้เราเนี่ยเริ่มไม่มีความยึดติดกับงาน
There's nothing wrong with working. We like to devotees should work. We shouldn't be lazy.
ไม่มีอะไรผิดในการทำงานสาวกจะต้องทำงานไม่ควรที่จะขี้เกียจ
So you're working for Krishna. That's okay.
ทำงานเพื่อ Krishna ดี
In bhakti yoga, you'll do any kind of work for Krishna.
ในบัคคียกะเนี่ยคุณสามารถทำงานอะไรก็ได้เพื่อ Krishna.
You don't mind what you do.
มันไม่ได้ขึ้นอยู่กับว่าเราทำอะไร
In karma yoga, we think I'm giving this for Krishna.
ในคาร์มายกะเนี่ยได้บอกกันว่า
We are thinking, this is mine, I'm going to give it for Krishna. But in bhakti yoga, we should think, this is Krishna's. It's all Krishna's. Nothing is mine. So karma yoga gradually becomes bhakti yoga.Because as you're working for Krishna, you become more and more attached to Krishna. And you become, as you become more attached to Krishna, you won't worry so much, you won't think so much about the work.You'll do anything for Krishna. Right? You'll do anything for Krishna. Okay. Any? Finish then?Okay. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.